From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French presidential voting results show pro-European candidate Emmanuel Macron is set to face far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in next month's runoff.
A voté pour Emmanuel Macron au second tour de l'élection présidentielle.
France's Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has called on voters to support Macron rather than Le Pen. Le Pen hailed it was a historic vote in front of her supporters, adding the first stage has been passed. French police detained three people in election night protests to show anger over Le Pen advancing to the runoffs. Also, Sunday's vote took place under heavy security after Thursday's killing of a policeman in Paris and wounding of two others, the Islamic State claiming responsibility. Italian-born conservationist Cookie Galman was shot and wounded in an ambush on Sunday by unknown gunmen while inspecting damage in her conservation park in northern Kenya. Rangers from the Kenya Wildlife Service intervened and fought off the attackers. Galman was on her way to inspect fresh damage to her property after intruders burned down a retreat. A wave of violence has hit Kenya's drought-stricken region as armed cattle herders search for scarce grazing land. North Korea has detained another U.S. citizen, a university accounting professor, who was in the country to teach and discuss relief activities. Tony Kim was arrested Friday at Pyongyang International Airport. He is the third American to be held by the North Korean regime under tense relations with the U.S. This is VOA News. Dozens of bodies being sent to different provinces around Afghanistan for burial after a Taliban attack on a northern army base left dozens of soldiers and others dead or wounded. The president, Ashraf Ghani, called for a national day of mourning to remember the victims of the assault in Mazar-e Sharif. RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank tells VOA the attack at the military base was a shocking assault, even in a war that has seen almost daily attacks that were shocking.
Some casualty counts go as high as 140 reported killed. We don't know the exact numbers. It appears as if the victims were Afghan National Army troops who were unarmed. They were at prayer, according to the reports that I've seen when this occurred. If these things are true, this would just add another level of tragedy to this already horrific event.
The Afghan military base houses tens of thousands of soldiers who are regularly engaged in anti-Taliban operations in the troubled northern regions of Afghanistan. Monitors in northern Syria report fierce fighting between Islamic State militants and U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters at a base about 50 kilometers from the de facto IS capital Raqqa. The Kurds and a separate, largely Syrian Arab militia have been pushing towards Raqqa for weeks and are expected to launch coordinated attacks on the city throughout the year. President Trump marked Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day Sunday with a video address to the World Jewish Congress and called the Holocaust of millions of Jews during World War II the darkest chapter of human history and called for the defeat of anti-Semitism. Speaking at Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said next to the rediscovery of anti-Semitism in the West, there is a new fierce hatred exploding on the East, the anti-Semitism of extreme Islam led by Iran and the Islamic State. President Trump put pressure on opposition Democrats to back funding for the construction of a border wall with Mexico. In a Sunday tweet, Mr. Trump said Democrats don't want money for budget going to border, the wall that is, despite the fact that it will stop drugs and gang members. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly agreed. Meantime, Trump administration officials say it is unclear whether the president will be vetoing special legislation that could affect whether or not the U.S. government shuts down by next Saturday, which is Mr. Trump's 100th day in office. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.